So we'll go back a little bit. So Yud Chesed Beis. So Amar of Asi, Amar Yochanan, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Sheni, Chayav and Aleav. My love. Mishayira Pnei Achomer. Right? At what point are you not allowed to eat to be Prodi Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? And therefore you'd be chayiv if you did. From when it's there are two Yisurim that we're talking about, right? One is when can you not be poed at Meiser Sheni, and when you would be chayiv for eating it bituma. So when does that apply? That applies when you see the chomas Yerushalayim, when you're inside Yerushalayim. My time at Dar Krah, the Fnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu Uksiv Lotuchal Chol B'Sharecha. You should eat it before God, and you can't eat it in the Sharecha. Kol Eichel Rei Lefnei Hashem Elokecha Tochlenu. Wherever you could eat good Meiser Sheni. At that point, you can't not eat tummy meiser sheni, meaning once you're shalim. So now the guy's mace me. Is that true? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kohen shall also be able to attain a shel tevel. If you have one fig of tevel, something you haven't given to a meiser, and Omer, to ain't a trumasa, but ukta, you see, you now delineate different parts of the fruit where different truma and meiser is chal. So truma is on the tip of it, and Meiser Rishon Bitzvona, and Meiser Rishon's in the north, and Meiser Sheni Ledroma, Vishnas Meiser Sheni, and it is the year of Meiser Sheni Behubi Yerushalayim, O Meiser Eni Behubi Gvulin, or it's the year of Meiser Ani and Zegvulin. Now, what year is that? The years of Meiser Sheni are, right, of the six years of the non Shemitah part of the cycle, 1, 2, 4, 5 is Meiser Sheni, 3 and 6 is Meiser Ani. Vahu Big Vulin, and you're now outside of Yerushalayim, Achlas, if you eat it, Loke Achas, you get Malkus 1. Vizar Sha'achla, Vizar Zar Loke Shtayim. You get 2 Malkus, Sha'ilu Betchila Achla, Eino Loke Ela Achas. So originally you would have only gotten 1 Malkus. Time at East Yerushalayim, Habig Vulin Loka Shalosh, right? But the Yisurim would go up 1 if you're in Yerushalayim. The Avakav the Lav. The Avakav the Lav Roa Pnei Hachom. This is where you're up to, right? The Aili V'Afki. Yeah, that's where you're up to, yes? Right, so if you'd eaten it, Loka Achas. Why? Because it's Tevel, right? And therefore you're Chayef for Tevel. Bazar Shach Loka Shtayim. Why? And why does Zar get? Why does Zar get 2 Malkas for Tevel? Because it's not, you haven't given all the Trumos and Meisers, and for eating that which was Aser in it, right? Because you partially did do it, so it's now mixed with Tevel and other things that you aren't allowed to eat. Right, I mean, look at Rashi, for example, right? He explains it very clearly, right? Look, achas lo tiemi di tevel, but kriya shem zeh. But you haven't fixed it, v'kachal meiser rishon, atavol l'chumas meiser, v'kavar alav de tevel. And therefore you violated tevel, v'l iser truma de kachel, but if you ate truma, leka, there's no iser, the ha-kohen, because we're talking about a kohen. And unihi, iha v'amar trumas meiser mem tiyasa, etc. Now, if he had managed to do it fine, but if you're, so now back to the Gemara, if you were a zar, we would have been chayiv too. So Rashi continues. So the Gemara implies that if you had actually gone into Yerushalayim, now you would have been chayiv for 3. Right, Dailu Shalayim, Rashi says, Vikara Aleh Shem, Vahadar Avke Chutz. Now you went into Yerushalayim. No, this is later on the Gemara already. Right, this is later on. Okay, fine. So back to the Gemara. Loka Achaz, Zazar Shach, Loka Shtayim, Shilu Betchila Achla, if you had originally in a Loka Achaz, time to use Yerushalayim. So the reason is because we were in Yerushalayim, Habig Vulin, but if you were outside Yerushalayim, Loka Shalosh, you would have been given Malkus 3 times. So here's the question. Right, we said that you're only chayav for eating Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni was just in Yerushalayim, but here we're being mechayev you even outside of Yerushalayim, right? Because clearly you're outside of Yerushalayim, because otherwise it'd be mutter to eat the Meiser Sheni. Yes? Because we're begvulin. Okay. So that's where Alex was up to. Little bit of a complicated cheshbon. So then the Gemara says, no, the case of the Aile, the Afke, you went into Yerushalayim and then you came out. And therefore, you're chayev 3, because you're chayev for the tevel, you're chayev for the truma shebo, and then you're chayev for Meiser Sheni she nichnas Yerushalayim and left. But it doesn't negate the original principle that The relevant demarcation for Maaser Sheni, both for when you can be Poded and when it becomes Usher to Bituma, is Yerushalayim, and without that it would not be Usher. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, my member, what's the Chiddush? That's obvious. If you went into Yerushalayim and left, obviously you're Chayiv three times, because that's real Maaser Sheni, which was Nichnas and then and left. So the Gemara says, no, the Chiddush is as follows. You brought it into Yerushalayim when it was Tevel, when you hadn't given Trumos or Maaseros, and therefore it's not considered at all fixed. You're not allowed to eat it at all. So now the question is, right, until now we've been dealing with something which is a mixture of Tevel and Truma and now Maaser Sheni. But what's the problem? If you brought in Yerushalayim when it was still Tevel, you hadn't given anything, so in order for it to be usher to eat it as Maaser Sheni out of Yerushalayim, the status of Maaser Sheni has to be able to take effect even when the food that you have hasn't even begun the process of being fixed. Right? You haven't given Truma, you haven't given anything, right? So if you brought it in when it was Tevel, so now there's a machlokes, right? Now it's not clear, right? Does the fact that it was brought in as Tevel already create an Isser in the Maaser Sheni that exists in potential or not, right? Maaser Sheni hasn't been separated yet, but it exists in potential because I'm obligated to be Mafreshit. So does the Isser in potential have the status of Maaser Sheni such that the walls of Yerushalayim could make it Usser? So that's not clear. So the Gemara says that was the Chiddush, because Savar Matanah Shel Hormu Kamisha Hormu Damya, that even though Maaser Sheni had not yet been given, since it exists in potential, if you bring it in as Tevel and Yerushalayim, the Maaser Sheni will become in potential, right? Maaser Sheni Shenichna Yerushalayim v'yatsa. So now the Gemara says v'savar b'yosi matanah shel hormu. Sorry, and the Gemara posits. No, it is a question. V'savar b'yosi matanah shel hormu kamisha hormu dami. Is that true? Does he hold that before you've been mafresh truma or Maaser Sheni, that the fact that it exists in potential has halachic significance? But it's not true. V'atani Rav Shimon Yehuda Omer Rav Shimon b'yosi lo nechlu b'sham v'silal al peir shel nigin relachem rabbi Yerushalayim sheyiftem. Both agree that if you have fruit that was not Nigmar Malacha, meaning you aren't even able to give Trumos or Maaseros, right? It's not even a completed fruit, right? You picked an unripe fruit and you brought it into Yerushalayim. So that everybody agrees that it was unripe, or you didn't finish the Malacha. That everyone agrees is so far removed from Truma and Maaser, because it's not even Chayiv yet, that if you bring it into Yerushalayim, that doesn't count.
So could you take a fruit, which is not raw, into Yerushalayim, and take fruit to get raw, and then...
I mean, it won't really get ripe, thing, but if you... nothing becomes chayiv until the moment of Gemar Malacha. Really, Gemar Malacha, not ripeness. I'm really cheating there. But meaning after Meruach, right? In order for something to be chayiv in Trumos and Maaseros, it needs to be picked at the right time, right? After it's sufficiently ripe, and then it needs Meruach and Riyas Ben Abayis. It needs that you put it in a pile, you smooth out the pile, and then you bring it into your house. Right? At that moment, it becomes chayiv in Trumos and Maaseros. Before that, it's not chayiv.
So if you don't do that, you don't have to
eat Trumos. If you're allowed to eat it, Mida Araisa, it's totally patur. Midrabanan, you're allowed to eat it as a snack, but if you were to sit down for a meal in the field, then it would be asr. But you could feed it even lechatchila to your animals. Right? That you could do lechatchila. You can eat it as isarai. Fine. So if it's at that point, before Gmar Malacha, it's not finished, it's not chayv in Trumos or Maaseros, then everybody agrees. I take something. There's not even chayv in Truma. I bring it into Yerushalayim and I leave. Everyone agrees that doesn't count. That, right, the Maaser Sheni isn't even considered existing in potential, and therefore there's no problem of taking it out of Yerushalayim and then redeeming it. And then you can eat it v'yocha b'chol mako. So what are they arguing? Al peir shenigmar malacha. That there was a gmar malacha, so now it's chayiv in Trumos or Maaseros. V'avir b'Yerushalayim, you go into Yerushalayim, but you haven't yet given Trumos or Maaseros. Right? You haven't declared Maaser Sheni, but it's now chayiv in Maaser Sheni. So b'sham ayomrim yachzir Maaser Sheni shalahem v'yocha b'Yerushalayim. At that point, once it's chayiv in Trumos or Maaseros, it exists in potential, and you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it anymore. V'shilo omrim yifteh. V'shilo says, redeem it. V'yocha b'chol mako. So now the Gemara's question, right, it formulates this question. But if you think that Rabbi Yossi holds that matanos that have not yet been separated exist significantly in potential, such that there's halachic ramifications, halkol tu mechitos, right? Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, right, should not say that you're allowed to be podet, right? It seems like the machlokes, right, these two possibilities are machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, but Rabbi Yossi would fall on the wrong side because he would end up passing like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai says that it exists in potential and you have to return to Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel says you don't have to return to Yerushalayim, right? So how can Rabbi Yossi hold it? Rabbi Yossi himself thought the machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai would lead to a result which would make him on Beis Shammai's side. And that's impossible, right? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba, mechitza lechol de araisa, mechitza lekla de rabbanan." There are two dinim, right? The mechitza accomplishes two things. One is that you have to eat it within those walls, right? The second is that you can't be poded, right? So he said the iser to eat it outside of Yerushalayim is daraisa, so at that moment we're machmir, right? But liklot dirabanan v'chi gazer rabanan ki ise be'enei b'tivlei lo gazer rabanan, right? The iser that once it's been in Yerushalayim and left, that you're not allowed to be poded, that's only dirabanan, right? The fact that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim is daraisa. The fact that that you aren't allowed to be poded is derabanan. Therefore, once it goes in, we don't let you eat it outside of Yerushalayim, because that's an iser d'araisa. And for those purposes, we are machmir and treat it as if matana shelo hormu kimisha hormu dami, right? And we recognize the maaser sheni that existed in potential, but the iser to be poded, right, the second it hits the wall, right, even if you then leave Yerushalayim, is only derabanan. And therefore, for that, we're mekel. So yes, there is an inconsistency, but it doesn't matter, because he's not taking a strong position on whether Maaser Sheni exists in potential or not. He is splitting the difference. He's saying by Da'araisas will be Machmer and will treat it as if it exists, and therefore you couldn't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. But for Darabanans, the Isser to Poda, once it's entered Yerushalayim, even if it's left, right, will be Mekil and treat it as if it doesn't exist in potential. So he's splitting the difference. Ravina gives a different answer. No, Kagon Denakale Vekanya, Betivshut by Darapapa. He says no. Yossi is talking specifically about a case where you're in Yerushalayim, but you know the case we mentioned on the last off, where you have the stick, right, sticking out of Yerushalayim, and you have the truma on the end of the stick, and it's outside of Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Yossi is teaching you that we're machmir in this case, and it's considered in Yerushalayim, and while Rav Papa wasn't sure about it, Rabbi Yossi is weighing in on that and saying that that is considered in Yerushalayim. Okay, we're good. That was a little bit complicated, but we're good. Now, okay, very complicated. We're clear though, or we have to go over it again?
I'm just a bit confused with the whole thing. Like, basically, it's probably the main part of the whole thing. How the rabbinic basically, why are you more lenient on a deraita? Why are you trying to be more stringent on it?
What? Why?
You're more lenient on a deraita.
On derabana? No, on derabana.
Fine, let me set up then.
Yeah. Okay, we're good though? Right, you're allowed, the isser to eat it outside of Yerushalayim once it's entered is deraita, so we don't let you eat it outside of Yerushalayim. But the isser to be poded once it's been in Yerushalayim and left is only derabana. So
the leading part is derabana, the entering.
Right, I mean, the poded rule, right, is derabana, and so we're making on that on when it's still betivlo, but we're machmer on achila. Okay. Or according to Rabbi Yossi. Right, that's Rabbi Yossi's interpretation of the sugya. Okay. So that's complicated. After this, it gets much easier. The next Mishnah in Gemara is, right, the beginning was really complicated as rhyme, and it was more complicated because it was in the middle of a discussion, but this is the beginning of a new discussion. Akareach karcha barosha, right? There's an iser to be koreach al ha-meis, right? To pull out hair and bold yourself partially in mourning over a meis, right? Because banim atem la'shem lokeichem, right? That was a way of idolaters, the ways of non-Jews. We're Jews, we don't do that, okay? Iser d'oraisa. It's also an iser to cut the five corners of the hair, right? With a razor, right? The beard, right? The corners of the beard, the payas, right? One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five, right?
Does that mean you could cut everywhere else in your body? With the
in your head, you could cover the rest. Yeah, it's the beer, right? The pay is in the beer.
So we hold as you can.
No, with a razor, right? Yeah. With what halachically counts as a razor, so right? Which just comes up later in the Gemara, right? Fine. So, I mean, you can't, right? The pasa rosh, right? This part, right? And then the beard, but this part you could do that, right? You could shave over here if you wanted. So if you're koreach karcha barosha, right? You bowl yourself for a mace, for a right in mourning, or a makif pasa rosh, or you illi, right? You against halacha shave off the payas, right? Vamashris pazikna, or you destroy the corners of the beard. Vasuri tzvi da'achaz ha'meis, or you cut yourself for a meis also. Azur chayim, all these things are chayim. These are all Yisurim da'raisa. Sarat tzvi da'achaz ha'chamisha meisim, if you cut one cut for five, to mourn five dead people, or chamesh tzvi da'ameis da'achad, or five cuts for the mourning of one dead person, chayim ha'kol ha'achaz da'achaz. You're obligated for all five. Al harosh shtayim. Now, your beard and head, right? There are total five parts of it, so you can be chayav five times. Al harosh shtayim, right? These two, right? The two payas.
Just explain specifically, but you can't cut yourself for a dead person.
Yes.
Let's say you could technically just not.
That's a different problem of chavala ba'atra, which is a sugya in the eighth parak of Bava Kama, which spans several blot, which is a machlokis amongst the Tanayim and a machlokis in the Ne'amarayim. It's not actually clearly paskin. It's a machlokis, as you can look in the Rambam paskin is one way in the fifth parak of I think it's the fifth parak of Hilchos Kol Mazik, and the Tor paskin is differently in Tavchav in Choshen Mishpat. But that's a machlokis in the Gemara. Machlokis Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. It spans like two blot in the middle of the eighth parak of Bava Kama. But beyond that. So now, how many times do you violate? So if you right, if you round the payos of the head, two arosh shtayim, ach mikan v'ach mikan, azakein shtayim, mikan u'mikan, v'ach milamata. Right, the two parts of the beard, and then one below at the chin. Right, so Rulazar. Now it's not exactly clear where all these spots are, so I'm sort of pointing to my face, but it's not actually clear. There's a big machlokas, which is part of the reason for the traditional gush burns, right, going down to here, is because the Rivan takes over for Rashi in the middle of the sugya, thinks that it's down, either down here or even down here. What?
It's like the bone or something. Supposedly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the bone, but there are different bones. There's bone here, there's bone here, and bone here. Right?
Does that mean that you don't have to cut it with a razor, or you can't cut it at all?
So this you can't. Well, here you can't get rid of it because you can't round it, and then the beard you can't be mashkas, right? But we'll get to the distinctions, right? It's the payos is makif, right? You can't right round it, you can't get rid of it, right? And then the beard, right? You can't destroy, right? So it's two different isurim, right? Here you can't get rid of it, you need to keep some right payos, and then the beard you can't destroy with a razor, right? Two different things. But that you'll see in the Gemara, that's the distinctions we raise, and this is a lot of the halakhas that
just
we.
Quick thing, we might have to stop a bit early because we have a meeting at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so we'll get as far as we can. What time is it?
It's 10 minutes left.
Okay, fine. So even though in theory you could be chayav five, Rulazar says that if you do them all at once, you're chayav one. And the only way to be chayiv is if you destroy it with a razor. Rabbi Elazar says no. Even if you cut it with other cutting devices, you would be chayiv. Tana Rabbanan lo yikrachu yachol fil karach arba v'chamesh krichos lo yichayiv el ha'achas tama lomar karcha l'chayiv ha'achas v'achas. So you might think that you're only chayiv once for all the cuttings you would do. So he said, no, karcha, each one is considered an independent unit, and you're chayav for each time that you would cut for a mace. Birosham matamud lomar. Why do we say birosham? Levishanemar lo tizgo didu, lo tizim karcha b'einichem. Since the previous part of it is, don't cut yourself and don't put a bolt by between your eyes, le mace, for a purpose. Yachal oichayav ela b'einayinayim bilfad. I might have thought that it's limited to between your eyes. Minayin l'rab was kol arosh. How do we know it means the whole head? No, between the eyes doesn't really mean here, it means here. Right, obviously, like by tefillin, right? And that's true, not just in Hebrew. That's true in ancient Ugaritic, right? Bein enecha means here, bein enayim means on top of the head, between the eyes. Rabbis call a rosh, tam alom birosham on your head. The Rabbis call a rosh. The ain leil b'kohanim. How do we know that it's not just kohanim? Because I might have thought it's only kohanim. Shariva ben akasim mitzvahs iseros. Because they're chayiv in more mitzvahs than Jews are. Regular Jews are. So maybe this is a chumrah that only they can't mourn the dead by cutting themselves. Yisrael minayin nemar kan karchav and emelan karchav zikzera shava malalon chayv al kol karchav karchav chayv al rosh kivein ainaim afkan chayv al kol karchav karchav chayv al rosh kivein ainaim malalon al ames, and just like those that go do is ames afkan al ames. So honey, arba behemas krichos hechidami. What does it mean? Four or five bald spots that you're chayv for. Ilema bezacharzeh ubechamesh esros pshita. If it's a case where you cut yourself four or five times in separate at separate points, and you were warned separately for each one, that's obvious. So, el b'chada hasra'ab. It must be where you were warned once and did five actions, and even so, you're chayev five times. Whereas, it's mima chayev, can you be chayev five times for one warning? That's none. But we say in the Mishnah that nazir shayev shows the yain kol yomin chayev al achas. A nazir who was drinking wine all day, which is forbidden, he's only chayev once. Amrlo al tishte, but if they warned him multiple times, don't drink, who shows that he does it anyways, chayev al kachat v'achas. So you see that when you have multiple warnings, you're chayev for everyone. So the Gemara says, lo tricha tzach chamesh etzbaosav. Nasav osvinu bevaz achas davi leasra lochol chada v'chada. So what was the case where he cut each of his fingers? Right, and each time, right, he, you know, sort of acknowledged it, right? That he was doing it separately. So it is a sort of hasra for each one, right? Right, because the guy said, "Don't cut each of your fingers," right? And then he went and cut five. So it's right. Technically, one hasra. He did it all at once, but it's five separate hasras.
I thought it was talking about bald spots.
What?
I thought it was talking about bald spots.
Cutting yourself,
and it's wait, where did we just go? The Sach Chamech Sam. Sorry, I mean, what was it? Sach is anointing himself with Rashi says, right? Per Sam Chamech Eser Sach Meno Enu. It's where he depilatory cream, right? A cream that burns off hair, right? This is how people used to shave, right? On each of his fingers and burnt off the hair on his fingers separately, right? So we got one hasra, but he did five distinct acts, okay. Right? Of burning hair. So even though it's one asra, which is really five. Right, and then he did it in five different places. Right, like he took this depilatory, put it on his fingers, and then did this, and like burned five holes of hair in his head, right? So it was one asra, but for five distinct actions, not like, right, I'm continuously cutting, but I, right, bolded five spots separately. So it's one asra, which really relates to five different actions. The kamashir karcha, how big does each bold spot have to be in order to be chayev? Rav Huna amar kedishira meirosho. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, kigritz. So the Rabbi Yochanan says, Rav Huna says you have to see all the way to the head, right? As long as you see to the head, right, and you see that it's right. You see the bald head, so then you're chayev. Elazar says no, it has to be at least the size of a gris, the size of a bean. Right, whatever, like this big or so. It's a gris is important also in Hilchos Nida. It's about the size of a 5 agarot coin or an American penny or so. Achirim or Mekadeshira may rosho. Achirim also says you have to see from the head. So Amar of Yudam or Chaviva pligi batlas to Tanai. There are three Tanai who argue. Chanamar kegris, Chanamar kadeshira may rosho, Chanamar kishtei saros. There's three opinions either we saw two of them, and the third opinion is all you need to do is bald yourself of two hairs. And some people say there's no opinion that you need two hairs. They replace that with the amount the size of a lentil. You have to go, okay, and then it ends. And he just said, our siman to it is that in the hilchos of Taras, right, we also have both of these shirim, that mich baharis begris is, that's how much it takes to become tamei. In order to become tamei, right, if your whole body is covered in Taras, so your tahor until a little bit becomes tahor, and how much is that? So you see that there are these two shirim.